You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Shelf 34. Faradine projector. Plasma rifle.
Plasma cannon.
Same difference. Plasma cannon.
Do we really need to do this?
Have a discussion? I imagine not. I am bringing order to chaos, Jack.
I have a system.
Which isn't terribly practical for anybody else, is it? Look, Jack, work with me. I know you hate me ordering you about and telling you what to do.
But?
No, there's no but. I mean, if you're bored, you can always head back. Speak to Eng.
That won't be necessary.
You really should, you know. She's a hard worker, a good team player.
You going to answer that?
No, nor am I going to let you change the subject. Eng. Give her a chance.
She lost me a good friend. I'll see her in my own time.
Jack was in before you again?
Yep. Every day, in before me, out after me.
You must understand his reticence.
He doesn't want to see me.
Personally, I find it easy to see people for who they are. I look beyond the outer skin. I see inside.
It's what you're designed to do. It must be exhausting.
Jack simply sees as a human, only what's in front of him. He was close to Gwen.
So was I, in a way. Ah, well, you can't hide in the shadows forever.
You've reached Yvonne Harmon, head of Torchwood. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you. Ciao.
Hi, Yvonne. Hi, it's Andy. I just wondered if you fancied lunch or a tea or something. I don't know, really. It doesn't matter. Maybe another time. What? I can't see a thing. Hello? Can anyone? Is it just me? Hello? This is going to sound silly, but has everyone else just gone blind?
No. I can hear the lights buzzing. There's still electricity.
Then why is it not working? St. John always paid the bill. Oh, never mind. My phone has a torch. Oh, it's not working either. Have we gone blind?
Simultaneously? How does that work?
We need to get to the others. Where's the door? Which direction is the door?
The lights are still running, but we cannot see them. So are the computers, but we cannot see them either. The conclusion is that we have gone blind.
Blind? How can you be so calm?
Because you would like me to be. How widespread is it? I am opening up the audio on the CCTV feeds. Well, trying to. I hit these keys every day without looking. I should know where they are, but because I can no longer see them, I do not. Curious. Ah.
It's the whole city. The whole city's gone blind.
Yes. Turn it off. I said turn it off.
I'm trying. I'm... There.
Thank you. Ow! Ow!
Are you all right? I'm sensing you do not like the dark.
Thank you, Orr. Still finding my way around.
Have we really all gone blind? How?
I'm hoping it's something else. Any thoughts, Jack? Jack? He was right behind me.
Even in the dark, he can't face me.
Can anyone see? Can anyone? Listen to me. I'm a police officer. Can anyone see?
You're the police! What are you doing about this?
Look, it's only just happened. Can you see?
No! You should be doing something about it. Chaos it is.
Wait a minute, Buck. He says he can't see, but he wouldn't he, police say?
I can't see, honest.
He can. The police can see. Don't trust them. This is the government, this is.
No, look, really, I'm as blind as you are.
This is how they want us. Where is he?
No,
get him. Get hold of him.
No. Oh, God.
Jack, are you still down here?
I'm looking for something.
You're blind. We all are. Stop being childish. You can't avoid Eng forever.
No? Look, I am trying to find something. If it's not blindness, but actually darkness, these will help. Here we go. Night vision goggles. Two pairs. I told you I had a system.
Give me one of those.
Steady! We need to make sure they're charged and calibrated. Ooh, not afraid of the dark, are you?
No.
Okay.
Can you hurry up?
Sure. Hey, are you going to tell me why you don't like the dark?
No. Hello, Yvonne Hartman.
Yvonne!
Oh, Andy. Wait, how did you call me?
Oh, Siri was feeling helpful for once. Listen, what the bloody hell's going on? It's chaos out here.
Look, this really isn't a very good time for
me. It's not a good time for me either, you know. Everyone's gone blind. You're not taking it well.
Are you all right?
No, really, no. I'm hiding behind a car from a mob.
Sorry?
I'm hiding from a mob.
What?
I'm hiding from a mob.
Huh?
Guys, he's over there.
Andy! Andy! Damn.
So, this darkness, it's happening all over Cardiff?
And in 5 minutes, the whole city's gone to hell. Oh, get those night vision goggles working. I can't fight something I can't see.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll make my way. Carefully. Ow, back to the others. Mind how you go. Everything here's a trip hazard.
Don't be stupid. I know this place like the back of my hand.
Yes, and I'm sure you know that hand intimately.
Ow!
Get a move on, Jack. Whatever this is, it's happening for a reason.
Wow. Oh, Christ. Oh. Meredith? Sweetheart? Meredith? Are you there? Are you? Mummy, sorry. Oh, she never meant to leave you. She's gone knocked out by all those bad people. Meredith? Meredith? That's it. Keep crying. Mummy's coming towards you. She'll find you. Mummy's coming. Meredith? Meredith? Meredith?
Any news? Ow! I'm not getting any better at this.
Neither are we. We're just sitting still. We kept switching the computers off and on again. Anytime they restarted, we got a tiny flicker of light.
Oh. Meaning whatever it is causing the blackout, it takes time to react.
It seems to be spread around the city. Not as far as Penarth or the end of the Newport Road.
So can we get people outside it?
Ah.
Right. Your turn. Go on, throw yourself at it.
I can't bloody see it.
Just reach out. Go on. Go on.
What? I can't. It's like rubber. It's so cold. Daylight's on the other side.
So my mate says.
I can feel it giving.
Yeah? Really push at it. Make your way through.
Go on.
I'm not getting anywhere. I mean, it's giving a little.
I'm not trying, pussy.
Go for it. Really push. That's it.
It's so cold.
Go for it. You really there?
I'm in.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's gone. Another one. Let's just wait till somebody else comes along. Have another go, yeah?
Yeah.
Whatever the darkness is, it ends in a barrier around Cardiff.
Like a net.
And if you try and force your way through the barrier, you're absorbed.
Makes sense. This must require an enormous amount of energy to maintain.
I'm not sensing anything. Whatever's doing this wants us at a disadvantage. We do not function well without sight. Worse, we are all afraid of the dark.
Yes. It wants us vulnerable. Because this is a hunt.
Please, is there anyone there? Help me!
We're all in the same boat, mate. Someone's going to fix it. They must be.
I fell. My leg hurts.
A building. There must be a building somewhere. Oh, it gave me some light earlier. Come on! Nothing.
Please, help me. I just want to get home. Please!
Fine. Stay where you are. Don't move. Keep talking.
Keep talking? What do you want me to say?
Anything. Anything.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just stumble a bit. What was that?
Hello?
Hello?
Someone fucking around. Forget it. Oh, found you. Let me help you up.
What is that?
What is that?
Shut up! Whoever you are, shut up! Can you remember which direction your home is?
Harvey Street.
Harvey Street.
It's just behind you.
Just behind you.
Come on,
just
then. Let's try. Take my arm, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And you can shut up, mate. How quickly do you reckon you can move?
Let's find out, shall we? It's gone very quiet.
It's gone very quiet.
Look, piss off, won't you? Wanker.
Ignore them. Pretend there's no one.
We need to get out there and stop it.
I might be able to help with that.
Jack.
Hello, Gwen.
Well, that was touching. You've got the night vision goggles working, haven't you?
Two sets, wearing one now. Here, catch.
Well, thanks for that. Oh, thank God.
No problem. Sorry, Orr. Sorry, Eng. It'll make a change for you to be left in the dark, won't it?
Jack,
If I want to talk, I'll talk. Okay?
Okay.
Enjoy it while it lasts, Eng. You, Jack, with me. Are you all right? Do you want to get your breath back?
I am fine. Look at this. The people are so scared.
Obviously. Now, we need to be discreet. If anyone discovers we have these things, they'll want them.
It's chaos.
A perfect hunting ground.
Are you sure about that?
Working hypothesis. Look around you. These people are helpless.
Even with these things on, moving around's hardly a walk in the park.
Help me! Help me, please!
All right, what do we do? It's your city now. How do we save it?
Really? So it's a hunt. We stop it. These people, they're all sitting targets.
And?
We need to do something with that. Call back.
Hello.
Andrew, still alive then?
Yes.
Splendid. Are you in uniform?
Now?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
With your radio?
Well, sure, but...
Then we're coming to find you.
Any news? Just panic. Ordinary human panic.
I can feel it.
You'd think they'd feel liberated by the dark. Instead, they panic. Even though they know nothing's there, there's a primal fear. You freeze.
You don't know what to do. Actually, I meant you do not know what to do. Jack is still being rude to you. He could have given you his goggles, shared Yvonne's, but no. Instead, he has left you in the dark, helpless.
I feel useless. Yvonne runs Torchwood, but Jack is Torchwood. I can be of use. If only he could see that.
Give him time. He is immortal.
Wait. Did the sound just move?
What?
It was coming from my workstation, and I was over there.
Odd. I'm sensing some... My teeth. They're suddenly very sharp.
What? The words. Listen. What is that?
I only know that it is something we must run from.
Where?
Just run.
Run. Run. Run. Run.
Why were you calling Andy?
We're cut off. No emergency services, not in the usual sense. But we've still got people, and I know how to get the best out of everyone. Saving the city, my way.
Hello?
Jack?
Colin? How did you get through?
You're in my favourite. It's been a bit trial and error finding it. You wouldn't believe how many takeaways I've rung. You said to call you if I needed anything.
Yeah, sure.
I guess everyone's
in the same boat and you're quite busy.
Yeah, we don't know what's happening, but we're working on it. Are you okay?
I panicked. I'm lost. But it's okay. I'll find my way home. I'll let you get on. What's going on? Can you tell me that?
We don't know, but we're working on it. Colin, you can tell me. Are you in danger?
I don't know. Probably. I keep thinking I hear things in the dark. It's amazing how unnerving all this is.
Yes, it is. Where are you?
I was on Queen Street, but then when it happened, I staggered on a bit. Not sure now.
I'll come get you.
What? You don't have to do that.
Yes, I do. Colchester would have wanted me to keep you safe. I owe him a lot.
And I promise I will get you home.
But how will you find me?
I'm Torchwood. Just stay where you are, and I'll be there as soon as I can. Just stay safe.
Jack, thank you. Bye for now.
I'm Torchwood.
Yvonne, I gotta go. That was
Colin, yes. Go.
Oh, you're not angry? I'll be as quick as I can.
Don't worry. You said it was up to me to save this city.
Right.
And I said I'll do it. So, you look after Colin. You're not the only one who owes St. John.
You sure?
Yes. Go be someone's hero. God knows Cardiff needs a few right now.
blood running in the dark. Got to stop. Got to control the panic.
No.
What?
Ugh, difficult to talk. All these teeth.
Eh?
I just need you to. Panic more, please.
What?
Hunters are apex predators. My abilities align themselves with the dominant life form in proximity.
You're becoming the hunter.
Not exactly. That would be useful. You could study me. I am becoming its urges. They are distressingly simple. Ugh, these teeth! The urge to devour, to savor the fear bubbling through the blood of the dying. So, yes, if you could panic more, then your emotions might swamp it.
Okay. That thing can get inside the hub. It could be on top of us right now. Helping?
Helping? Very much so. Please run.
What?
Away from me. While you were speaking, I realized just how many teeth I now have and that I was edging closer to you. Actually, I'm still doing that stealthily, but I have enough awareness to warn you. Are you still here?
Oh. Right. Stay safe. And hurry up, Jack, please.
Help me! Please! Someone do something!
Hey, it's okay! Over here!
Who are you? Are you the emergency services? Are you in charge?
No, but I know someone who can help. They're on their way.
Who's there? Or? Monster?
Monster?
This place is so big and so dark. You're not pretending to be the radio anymore, are you? No. Right. I can't see you. And you like that? All the noise I'm making. As appetizing as bacon frying. Gone silent again. Good. Can I test a thing out? I'm Gwen Cooper.
I'm Gwen Cooper.
Thanks. Interesting. Because... yep. This is my desk. This is my mug. This is my computer. And this is the volume.
Okay. All right. Keep calm, Andy. Nice and easy. Nothing out there. Is there somebody? No. You're paranoid. It's just a cat or something. Nothing's going to jump out at you.
Hello, Andy.
Oh, please, don't do that.
Oh, I'd hope you'd be happier to see me.
I can't see you, can I? How did you find me so quickly?
We have the technology. Night vision goggles.
Oh, all right, okay. Have you got some for me?
No, sorry. These are the only ones I've got.
Oh, great. Don't suppose I could...
No!
Well, what's going on? Are you doing okay?
Oh, not now, Andrew. I very much need your radio.
I don't know what to do.
Listen to me, all of you. I'm a police officer. I'm here to help, okay?
Can you see? I bet you can.
No, listen. I can't see. We're all as blind as you are. We are gathering everyone together and getting you to safety. Hold the hand of the person next to you. Someone take my hand. Go on.
What's happening? You're fixing this, yeah?
We're doing our best. We're making our way to Butte Park. Take my hand.
This is daft.
You don't want to be safe? That's absolutely your decision. Fine. Don't take my hand. I'll walk away. Leave you lot to it.
Okay, then. Here.
Thank you.
Well, don't let go now.
Wouldn't dream of it. Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. All right, lovely. Cheers, then. Well, it's happening. The police, those who know where they are, they're spreading out and they're taking the people to Butte Park.
Good.
It's not easy, mind. People are kicking off. They want answers and we don't have any.
I can imagine. Though I do have some answers.
You won't like them, will I?
No.
I thought not. Is gathering everyone together actually... It's a little bit kumbaya, isn't it? You're just keeping everyone busy.
Cynical.
Would you blame me?
No. It's important. People are scared. This will give them reassurance. Also, it's going to keep them safe.
From what? What is going on?
Cardiff has been closed off by darkness. People are isolated, scared, vulnerable. And they're being hunted.
By what?
Well, that's my next problem. We need to find a victim.
I thought you said someone was coming.
He is. He keeps phoning. Like I said, he's trying to find me.
Not doing a very good job, then. Is he?
He's taking his time.
Jack's a proper hero, you'll see. He's having to cross the city. It's tough. You know how hard it was getting to this place.
Are we going to see again? Is that what he's going to do?
I don't know. All I know is that he's coming and I trust him. Jack! Jack, is that you?
Can you help us?
Who's there?
Hello?
Hi there.
Jack.
Hey, Colin. Who are your friends?
This is him. Your friend?
Yes. Jack, I rounded up everyone I could, figured you'd want me to. We're all lost and scared.
Great. Colin, didn't expect to find you in a church.
St. Martin's, top of Avery Row. I do the flowers.
Jack, I was getting worried. There's a lot of frightened people.
Yes, that's right.
Are you the one that can help us?
I'm working on it. Colin, take my hand.
What do you mean, you're working on it?
Look, I know this man. If he says he's working on it, he's working on it.
Careful, Colin. There's a pew right there.
What?
How did you know that? How did you know that was there? That he was going to hit it?
It's a church. There are pews everywhere.
Yeah. How did you know this place was a church?
Can you see?
He can. How?
Colin, we need to get out of here.
Just a second.
You can see. Can't you?
Well...
He's behind it. I bet you.
Listen to me. I can help you.
You better.
Look, I'm just... Listen! I have night vision goggles. That's all. It's not perfect. And, well, they...
Get them here.
Get off!
No! Give them to me!
I said, get them here.
Come on. Do not do this. I can help you.
Give them to me. And then we'll let you go.
Yeah, right. Sure. Call it behind me.
Right.
Hold my hand, but let go. Stay back! I have a gun, and I'm prepared to shoot you. Now, I've said I will help you, and I mean it. I will.
He's got a gun. We can get that too. Rush him!
Stay back!
You're not really going to shoot us. You can't stop us all. Come on! We can take him.
That was a warning shot, okay? Colin, hold on tight. We're running. Don't stop.
They're running away. Come on. We can't lose them.
Colin. Colin, you okay?
I can't see where I'm going. This is terrifying.
We can't stop now. Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on. We can get them. I'm down. Help me up. Come on. You can't leave me. Who's there?
Who's there?
What the hell? That's not all, is it?
You found me again, haven't you? Wait. No echo. There is something here. Oh. It's not the monster at all. It's you. Have you come for me? Talk to me. Please. I'm sorry for what I did. Please, don't leave me alone in the dark. I still love you. Hello?
Here's one. Dead body.
Oh, right. Just lying around?
Yes. Our hunter's careless. Or just doesn't care. Head ripped clean off.
What? Ripped? So not cut? Like with something human? Like a sword?
Technically, I'd plump for bitten.
Oh, God.
The edge of the neck, the break. Jagged. Yep, looks like teeth marks. An awful lot of teeth marks.
Oh, I am so glad I can't see this.
Teeth all the way round. Oh. A predator at home in the dark.
Oh, so, a predator who brings their own darkness with them?
Yes. Aliens do a lot of weird things. The only question is precisely which one.
Well, how do we find it?
I have a plan. All in hand.
That's right, everyone. Keep feeling your way forwards. Don't let go of the hand of the person in front of you. Keep feeling for the end of the road. We should be linking up with another group. We can tag onto them and they'll lead us to the park.
Like a conga.
Yes, like a conga. Just keep hold of the hand of the person in... Come on!
Ow! Can you not move so fast?
No, we're on a deadline.
Can I have a go on the goggles then, please?
Again, no...
You really don't like the dark much, do you?
No, I don't. Not at all. But admitting your limitations is not the same as confessing a weakness.
What are you doing?
We're going driving.
Seriously?
Yes. Found the door?
I haven't found the car. Ow! Darling.
Come on, get in.
Hang on. Go!
Our predator is fast. We need to be faster.
All the same, how good are those glasses of yours?
Good enough, maybe. I'll be careful, don't worry. No one else is going to be stupid enough to try the road, so they'll basically be empty. Not so bad, is it?
No. Trying to think of something else, anything else. How are things, anyway? Are you well?
Sorry, I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah, you're right, of course you are. Yeah, sorry. By all means. I've been all right, you know, if you were wondering.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. I'm sorry we hadn't spoken sooner.
Oh, no. Oh, that's fine. Dim problem.
Things have been busy. Well, you know, ever since City Hall literally dropped on top of me.
Oh, no, I understand. It's fine.
As long as it is.
It is.
Good.
So, this predator... Do we know where it is?
No, but I think I know where it's going.
Hello? Are you lost?
What? Goodness me, you don't quite see me yourself. Take a deep breath. And all back to normal. Oh, look at you. You're marvellous.
You can see me.
Better than anyone.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Who am I and what am I doing here? Philosophy. Love it.
That's not an answer. I can't feel anything from you.
Just how I like it.
The creature and Aang.
Don't worry about them. Aang is safe and I've persuaded the creature to go elsewhere.
You've sent it away from Cardiff?
No, no, that's not how these things work. Just elsewhere. It's all very complicated, Orr. May I call you that?
Yes.
I was wondering if we could have a word.
But
don't worry about now. I need you for what comes next. Come with me and I'll explain.
Whoa, whoa, sorry. There's a step there. Then it slopes uphill.
Got it. I know where we are. If we went left at that church...
We did.
Then we're at the bottom of my road, aren't we?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. Just took a couple of knocks back there.
I'm sorry.
Whew.
Ah, what was that? Who's there?
Doesn't matter. Anyone tries anything again, I can see them coming. You're safe. Just hold on to me and don't let go.
Colchester used to say much the same thing. Turns out he should have been holding on to me.
Well, we never know what's coming, do we?
Those people back there. I can't believe anyone would turn to violence this quickly.
Well, I can. Desperation mixed with anonymity. That's all it takes for civilization to come tumbling down. A lack of consequences. You know, like when people ask you what superpower you'd like. Invisibility or flying.
I think I'd like super speed.
That is not on the table.
Okay, flying then.
Good man. Test of character. Flying's about freedom, hmm? Whereas invisibility is about a different sort of freedom. It's about breaking society's rules, you know, sneaking off into the cinema or a locker room, riding the trains for free. People who want invisibility don't want it to do good. They want to get away with stuff.
I suppose.
And now, we've got a city made up of nothing but invisible people.
Invisible people?
What?
That's all very neat. But more people are invisible than you realize. And it's not a powerful feeling.
What do you mean?
Since St. John died, no one's really looked me in the eye.
I'm looking you in the eye right now.
You're just saying that. I can't prove it.
Well, yeah, but it's true.
Yeah, sure.
I see you, Colin. I do.
If I'm right, this is my building, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I got you. Let's get you inside.
That's right. Feel your way in.
Welcome to Butte Park, everyone. Hold on to the person in front of you. Keep filing in. That's right. Shuffle forward. Person at the front of the queue, keep your arm out.
Wafting snow.
Yeah, someone's coming to get us.
We're doing what we can.
It's really hard keeping track of time like this, you know?
Well, I doubt it matters.
All the same, I mean, it could be the middle of the night. It could be noon.
Oh!
What was that?
I think I ran over a body.
It was dead first, wasn't it?
Yes. I'm just getting a closer look. Yep, definitely another victim.
Anything else? Like an alien?
No, there's no alien with it. There's nothing with it at all. Ooh, actually, there is nothing with it. Even more nothing than usual.
What are you talking about?
Bingo, we've found it.
Blimey, do you have to go this fast?
Yes. There was a patch of darkness by the body that was the creature. It was so dark that it doesn't even register on these things.
Oh, God, what's happening?
I'm offering you my gun. Come on, see if you can shoot it.
What? Me? I can't even see it, Yvonne. Why can't you shoot it?
Because I'm sure you'd complain I wasn't focusing enough on my driving. I'll point you in the right direction. Take it. Speed that thing's going. We won't have many chances.
Okay. Blimey! Shooting out of a window. It's a bit like Starsky and Hutch, isn't it?
Not even remotely. Aim. About 12 o'clock.
Okay. Aiming.
That was about
1:30.
I'm doing my best. Like I say, it is really hard telling the time. I have something to judge it by now.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock now, Andy.
Right.
Don't try to aim.
It's harder than it looks, particularly when you can't see what you're aiming at.
Same direction. Lower.
Any better?
Oh, it's getting away. Oh, look here. Put these on.
Ah, thanks. Okay, yeah, that's much better. Yeah, I can see it now. Right. Oh, nearly. Hang on. Wait, how are you driving?
Luck. Keep shooting.
God, oh my God, okay, we are running out of road.
Then hit it quickly, please.
Turn right, turn right.
Be more precise.
Turn right, now. Oh, for God's sake, stop.
Why?
It's out of range.
Fine.
Oh, thank God.
Well, you were the one complaining you couldn't see.
Yeah, but all the same, that was...
A little bit of fun.
No, absolutely not. It was a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good, don't feel bad. I didn't expect you to hit it. I just wanted to shake it up, make it change its plans. Oh, I'll take those goggles back now. Thank you.
What do we do now? Wait for it to kill again?
No, something much better.
My floor. I'm the third on the left. Funny how you can make your way home in the dark. Cardiff. Home. I guess it is.
Yeah. The place sneaks up on you like that.
Nothing really keeping me here. Should go back to Hove.
As someone who's done more than their fair share of moving on, don't be in a hurry.
It's the ghost of him. Around every corner in the shadows. That's what I'm staying for. Until the ghost's gone. And we're here. Couldn't have made it back here without you. Can't quite... Jack, could you unlock it for me?
No, actually.
Huh? Okay.
I've a confession to make. In the struggle to get out of that church, my night goggles... kind of got smashed.
What?
You led us back here. I'm as blind as you are.
You?
Yeah.
Where exactly are we going?
Shopping.
Right. Can I ask you something?
Is it about the creature?
No. Actually, it was more about us.
Then I'm busy.
Of course you are. Of course you are. But since you're busy all the time... I've got to speak to you when you're busy, haven't I? It stands to reason.
I suppose. Good to see you've relaxed more about my driving.
Well, after a while, you just sort of run out of screams. Anyway, I just thought we could talk while you drive. People do that. They do, don't they? Have conversations while they drive.
Yes, of course. Look, I'm sorry I left things between us hanging. You're nice. Of course you are. But a social life is a luxury. My job is important, Andy. I save lives.
Oh, true, yes. Whereas I only do something carefree and easygoing, like being a policeman in Cardiff.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I'm not sure I do. You spend so much time thinking about other people, never about yourself. What you need is a little balance. I know what you're really like.
Yeah, do you now? Right, we're here. Come on, get out. Mind your step. Come on. All right, I'll lead you.
Yeah, thank you. You hated being without those goggles earlier, didn't you?
Oh, you're really determined to list all the chinks of my armour, aren't you?
No, I just... Why are you afraid of the dark?
When I was a little girl, if I was naughty, my father would lock me in a cupboard.
Oh, gee. Is that true?
Well, will it stop you asking?
I think everyone's afraid of the dark, really. Deep down, we never stop being. He says that when you're young, it's monsters under the bed. And when you get older, you realise it's just darkness. And then what you're afraid of is what hides in the shadows.
It's a rational fear. If the dark isn't frightening, then why do we have lights? Talking of which... Come on, then. Come on. Hold my hand.
Thank you. I'm not entirely sure about this. Breaking and entering an electronics shop.
Oh, relax, Andy. Everyone's gone blind. I hope they're going to steal televisions.
Not lived in Cardiff long, have you?
We need the lighting department. Oh, yes, over there.
Why are we after lights? They won't work.
I will for a moment. This cloak of darkness doesn't react instantly. Fire up your computer, get a phone call, the screen glows for a split second before it gets swamped.
So?
So we use a strobe. Short, repeated bursts. It switches itself on and off so quickly that whatever we're hunting might not have time to respond. Yes, here's one.
Right.
Because this creature lives its life in darkness, it probably doesn't react well to light. We'll be able to see it. We might also blind it.
Huh, that's actually genius. So you're taking the monster to a disco? Oh, it's so torturous.
I know. I'm very good. Come along.
Just one thing. How are we going to find it again?
I know where the creature's going.
You do?
Most hunters go for the weak and isolated. But we've spooked it, forced it to change its hunting patterns. So it'll go looking for a large food source.
Everyone, hold on to the person in front of you. Keep filing in. Those of you outside the park, keep following the sound of my voice.
Oh, come on, everyone, this way.
Is it all that you said there the last time?
Don't let go of me.
Right.
I'm nearly there.
How much food that?
It's this way, just up ahead. What's going on? It's on the left.
How do you
know it's on the left?
This way.
Oh my God! Butte Park, you've turned it into a trap.
No, a lure for the creature.
You have had me, the police, round up everyone we could.
Yes, large body of people should prove irresistible.
You used me. You put them all in danger.
Oh.
Jack, even Jack, would never do that.
I know, but unlike Jack, Andy, I won't screw it up.
Really?
Yeah, really. Jack lost Gwen Cooper. I'm not losing anyone. We're in the park.
Yeah, I can feel it. We're parking. Aren't we a bit far off?
The car was the problem last time. It heard us coming. Come on out, Andy. Come on, be brave. Otherwise it's going to eat a lot of people.
Oh, fine.
We need to be stealthy. Hold tight.
Okay, right. Oh, because that's not attracting any attention at all.
Jack, this isn't a good time.
The day I phone you when everything's hunky-dory isn't going to happen. I just got calling home. Thought I ought to check in, see how things are going. See if you needed a hand.
All under control.
Really?
Well, if anything, it was probably easier without you. Take the night off, Jack. We'll be fine.
If you're sure.
Quite sure. Enjoy yourself. Let your hair down. I'll see you tomorrow, in the daytime. Ciao!
Huh. Everything all right?
Yeah. So Yvonne says...
You don't trust her?
No.
You didn't tell her you've lost your goggles?
Absolutely not. Never show your hand. Fancy trying to find the kettle?
Best put it on silent.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Whew. Speaking of which, do you have an actual plan beyond offering it a park full of people?
Obviously. The crowd's drawn it here, but it's a creature of habit. It'll start on the stragglers. That's how we're going to tempt it out. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be bait.
Is that a good idea? That thing has got more teeth than Tom Cruise.
And it's the best idea we've got. I'll draw it to me and then shoot it. You hold back. Operate the strobe.
You sure? I don't want you getting hurt.
Oh, that's sweet, but it's not a problem. I do this for a living, remember? Switch it on.
Oh! Blimey, that is bright. Oh, it's kind of nice, though. I didn't think I'd see properly ever again. It's amazing what you miss.
Stay here. With any luck, I'll be back soon.
With any luck? That isn't encouraging, you know. But she's gone, she's gone. Right, off you pop. Yvonne? Yvonne, is that you?
Yvonne, is that you? Yvonne, is that you?
All right, that is weird. That is weird. Yvonne? Come on, Yvonne, I don't like this.
Yvonne, I don't like this. Yvonne, I don't like this.
That is you, Yvonne, isn't it? Please be you.
Please be you. Please be you.
I'm not sure that's an echo. Oh, hello, monster. I have got a light. Look at this. It's a light. I can see you.
I can see you.
Oh, shitting hell!
Oh, shitting hell!
Oh, God! You broke the stroke! I can't... Yvonne! Please! Help, where are you? Ah! Oh, my God! It was me! I was the bait!
All in the bait!
No! Please! There! Oh. Killed it!
What the... Oh, you tricked me. I was the victim.
Oh, Andy, all your life.
It was going to eat me.
Seriously? Oh, I said I'd be back.
I'll leave the bag in. Can't figure a way of getting it out without, sorry. Here you go.
Thanks.
Do you take milk? If so, the fridge is over there somewhere, I guess.
Leave it. Fighting monsters, running from a mob in the dark, all those are easy. Well, making tea blind, now that's tricky.
You're humouring me.
Come on. Let's find a sofa.
That's the dining table, a bit to the left and round. Sofa should be there.
How do I know you're not lying to me?
Lean back and find out.
Ooh, we had a trust exercise like this in the time agency, just with less clothes. Here goes. And, ooh, we have touchdown.
There's a coffee table in front of us somewhere. Ah, there it is. Colchester always insisted on a coaster.
Aren't we being naughty?
Yes. Thank you for getting me home.
Sometimes it's about saving a city, and sometimes it's honoring a promise. Keeping someone safe.
Thank you.
Torchwood owes you that. At least, we've taken away everything else.
Yeah. And yet, you keep going. I mean... The way you got me home.
Keep going? Yeah, well, always. Hey, Colin, can I tell you something?
Sure.
Look, this is between us, just two people in the dark.
Okay.
Something's happened to me. You know how I'm immortal.
It's kind of lodged in my head, yes.
Well, there was an explosion at work the day St. John...
Right.
Anyway, ever since, well, something's not felt right.
What's that?
Oh, I think it's the sound of my body dying.
Right.
Colin, I think I'm the same as you.
Oh, I see.
Are you all right?
Am I... I thought I was going to be eaten alive. Am I all right?
No, I meant you went over a bench. I was worried about your ankle.
Right.
Are you going to carry on lying there?
Yes, if it's all right with you.
Fine. You can't beat them.
I'm very angry with you and I still can't see.
The creature's dead. It'll take a while for the darkness to dissipate.
You're guessing?
Yes. Oh, who knows? I might be the only person who can still see. Kingdom of the Blind. I win.
That monster. I saw it. It was just a mouth. A giant mouth.
It wasn't pleasant.
And you threw me at it.
I needed a clean shot. If you hadn't managed to avoid it those first few times, it would have been a whole lot quicker.
So my prolonged suffering is my fault.
Will you be angry if I say yes?
Yes.
Then no?
Yvonne!
Well, if it cheers you up, I got something wrong.
Did you?
I thought the strobe would incapacitate it. Turns out that creature didn't have eyes at all. It echoed your own words back to you, locating you by a kind of sonar. Clever.
Fascinating. Look, you could have told me what you were doing.
Right, and you wouldn't have done it.
I might have done. You put me, all those people, in danger.
No, I didn't. I'm very good at what I do. Trust me.
Earlier, when I said I knew what you were really like, I take that back.
I think the darkness is fading.
And take off those things.
What?
Your goggles. Just for a moment. Be the same as everyone else.
Why would I... All right. Happy?
How is it?
I still don't like it.
It's dark, isn't it?
I'm no less scared knowing that it's going to stop at any moment.
Oh, but is it?
It better had. Can I put the goggles back on?
No.
Fine. I feel completely powerless. I really don't like this.
I know.
Are you enjoying this?
Not one bit.
Liar. Ooh. Did you just squeeze my hand?
You will never know.
Everyone! The darkness is lifting! I can see again! I can see!
Hear that? That's the sound of people finding out life is back to normal. Because of us, they're going to live.
And they've no idea you put them all at risk.
Exactly. Now, look up.
Oh, I can see. I can see the sky. Oh, God, it's beautiful.
I know.
And, oh, no. Oh, bit of that creature everywhere. God, you obliterated it.
I know. I'm a good shot.
Oh, gross. What was it?
You don't have to name everything. I stopped it. That's what matters.
And everyone else? The city?
They'll get over it. You'll get over it. You're all stronger than you think.
You don't understand people, do you?
I think I do.
Oh, sure, you know how to work with them. You know how to manage them. But actual, real human emotions? They're what's really alien to you, aren't they?
I do try.
Do you? Look, I realise you probably don't want to see me.
I am seeing you right now.
Not what I mean. And you know it. It doesn't have to be me, but I think you could do with someone in your life.
Noted. Thank you once more for your feedback.
Dim problem.
Andrew. Andy.
Yeah?
Come home with me.
Yep. Right.
Right.
I've always loved sunsets, but that one, it's pretty much the most beautiful one I've ever seen.
Oh, there are planets. Planets with seven suns where the... No, you're right. This one.
I always think it means the day's business is done.
Although it's getting dark again.
Yep, but I've got this amazing invention that deals with that.
Ooh.
It's called a light. Banishing the darkness for centuries.
No. Turn it off. Let's enjoy the moment.
Sure. Jack?
Yeah? Oh. Ooh, what was that?
I have absolutely no idea. I just...
I do hope I'm not interrupting.
St. John!
Colchester?
Ah, so you remember me, Colin. Good. And Harkness, would you mind telling me what the hell you're doing with my husband?
Hello, I'm Scott Hancock, the director of this brand new series of Tortured, and I am joined today by the lovely...
Tracy Ann Oberman, playing Yvonne Hartman.
And Tom Price, playing... One second. Sergeant Andy Davis.
You had to check there. Not been doing it very long, have you? So, yeah, this is a brand new set, brand new series. In the previous set, Tracy, we brought Yvonne Hartman back from the dead.
I know, so great. Well, I mean, the fact that she came back at all was just brilliant, because she was such a wonderful character. And she did come back from the dead, which was lovely. And she took on Jack, which was even better.
Has it been fun ousting John Barrowman from the...
Well, yeah, I think ousting John, it must be his worst nightmare. I think it always
no
was.
No one has ever ousted John.
I think secretly, deep down, he was always terrified if one was going to come storming through those doors. No, but it's brilliant. And also, they're both brilliant, but also slightly camp and arch in their own way, but with very different skill sets. So it's been a wonderful battle of characters.
And Tom, obviously you've been around since day one.
Yes.
Of Tortured and seen lots of new characters coming and going.
Yeah.
With this
very
new...
few go, actually, to be fair, because they die and then Big Finish bring them back. So
this is very true.
No one, you'll never leave.
But with the new team, I mean, was it strange when we paired you up with all these new characters coming in?
No, is it strange? Not really, because I'm just sort of doing the Andy thing. I think also the nature of what Andy does is he'll just go along with anyone, to be honest. He just wants an adventure, really. Mm. So it's just great fun to have those adventures with new people. So, yeah, the more the merrier, I think.
And, of course, you know, Torchwood 1 lived, obviously, before Torchwood. So the idea of bringing these two worlds together and then all these fictional characters, all these new characters in that weren't in the episode, I think is brilliant. I think it's been so well segued together.
Blame Russell.
Russell's brilliant. I know, I always remember so Russell saying to me, oh, you know, I wish I found a way of keeping her on, and this is great. So it does feel lovely and fitting that these worlds... You've got Torchwood 1 overlay onto 3, and you can see how the two, one came out of the other.
Yeah, to back up what Tracy said, I just love the way these worlds keep living and keep existing. Because, you know, when you watch those TV shows, especially with sci-fi, you really want to believe there's a huge hinterland to all those shows, and there's more and more stories and endless stories. And what's so great about all these Big Finish things is they just keep on coming, and it just builds new layer after layer after layer, and it's ace, and it just makes the whole world and the whole buying into Torchwood and the whole universe, it just makes it so much more doable when you've got these audiences.
Yeah, it's pimped up Torchwood. It's really good. It really is. It's becoming its own universe. It's now exactly that. I agree with you. It's so top. It's so rich and textured, and that is great writing when you have these brilliant characters so well written in a world that you buy into existing because it's so detailed.
And it's a bit like, and this sounds like a swear word in this context, but it's like a soap in the sense that when you watch a soap, bear with me, like a really great soap like, you know, Tracy, EastEnders, obs.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you make
what is this thing?
When people love a soap opera, it's because they believe in the world. And it's because there's been so much content and so many stories and so many characters, it is a real sort of quantity of characters. And in this world, it feels like we're getting to that stage now. There is a huge quantity and also great quality as well. So
See, I'd go less soap. I'd say like things like what makes good television or good storytelling work, like with Breaking Bad, was a really slow burn at the beginning. But it was the characters. You started to care about the characters, so you could have put them anywhere. Mm. I think it's all about characters, really.
Yes. Well, speaking of your two characters, I mean, Andy is one of the most humble, down-to-earth characters in Tortured. And Yvonne... Forgive me, Tracy.
Isn't.
You know, as you say, quite camp and arch, and, you know, she's the big boss in control. So it's really fascinating bringing the two of you together in this sort of will they, won't they, they probably shouldn't sort of relationship.
It's so good because there is a matching of such opposites, and yet it works. He brings out a much more human quality. I mean, I personally don't think Yvonne is a bad woman.
No.
Just think she's driven, and we're beginning to know a bit more about her backstory. But she's very driven, and she's bloody good at what she does. She doesn't take fools easily. And
apart from me.
Yeah, but I don't think Andy's good, and she sees some, I don't know, he humanises her. He brings out something that makes her feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's out of her comfort zone, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But it's his goodness, I think, because he wouldn't try and sacrifice people for the greater good.
Yeah, Yeah.
And you get a sort of love interest thing. You get to be smitten, Tom, which I don't think you've really had in Torchwood.
Well, don't forget I was smitten with Gwen, wasn't I? Right at the beginning. But that never worked out. less said about that, the better. And of course, in the TV show, I went off with Ruth Jones in an episode. Do you remember that?
I do know, you reminded me, yeah.
He has this weird plot at the end where he saunters off with a... someone who Ruth Jones was brilliantly playing. Andy feels like someone who would fall head over heels with altogether the wrong person probably several times a day, you know? I think he's very up for that.
But Yvonne is, I would imagine, if you're, you know, you look at those sort of alpha females with slightly beta males, but actually it's the beta male that once they're in the comfort, they become the alpha.
Mm.
So I can see how it would work. They always have a fantastic sex life.
Oh, totally.
All, yeah.
Clearly. I mean, obviously, we'll be getting to that in the next series.
Oh, all about the sex.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Alien.
We're going to get John Barrowman to do the sound effects for it.
Oh, I hope John's in there.
I mean, there's an image I think no one wants to see. And speaking of not being able to see things, we've been blind today.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that segue?
Yeah, it was
Oh, he's good. He's good.
How has that been?
Well, it's quite tricky because you do want to close your eyes in order to create that. Mm. And seriously, if you close your eyes and try and talk, it will change the way you do stuff. But unfortunately, for various reasons, I haven't learned all of my lines from today.
Oh, God, you're so unprofessional. You're terrible. I'd learn them all.
Tracy's off book.
Tracy is incredible.
I'd workshop this for 3 weeks.
I know. I'd heard you were doing that as well. You're going around town doing read-throughs with different acting coaches.
Yes.
But I couldn't do it. So actually, that was quite tricky because I wanted to try and get that across.
Have you ever been to that restaurant?
All the waiters are blind, aren't
they? They're blind, and it's... because the idea of being in that absolute pitch darkness.
Great place for a first date.
Yes, it is.
But also, think how good this is for the audience. You know, all they're going to be picturing for an hour is pitch black.
Yeah. Mm.
That's quite easy.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? It's good. No, it's nice. I mean, you know.
Should have done it on screen.
Cardiff at nighttime is scary enough as it is.
You should have done it on screen.
That would have been really... just a blank
screen. But, cheap. Yeah. Entire series.
Russell, if you're listening,
yeah,
and I know you will be, that's what you should have done.
Yeah.
And with regards to your two characters, where do you see them going in the future?
Well, I think Andy's keen on seeing Yvonne again. I think it's clear to say that. It's fair to say that. I don't know, really. I just think the more Andy can get into accidental adventures and accidental relationships, the better. I think everything for him happens in a slightly clumsy, like a man just bumbling out of control down a hill. And the more people and friends he can pick up along the way, the better.
I think they get married and have kids. There I'm joking, go. Of course. I think that I can see them sort of becoming the... you know, the sort of sapphire and steel. Oh, am I allowed? You know, there's almost a little bit of moonlighting going on here, isn't there, with them? As a sort of, I would imagine...
I would like them to become quite domesticated.
Domesticated, but also fighting aliens.
Yeah, they live together.
They live together. But
funny.
That'd be really funny. I love the idea Yvonne and Andy have been assigned.
Yeah, and they have an alien baby that they adopt.
Can't we just get a dog, please?
Yeah. Oh, dog. An alien dog.
There you go.
I could see them becoming like a sort of a couple who go out crime fighting and are always on the verge of breaking up.
Yeah, nice. And then while they're sort of doing the crime fighting, they're sort of chatting about house
things. The domestics, exactly. Yeah.
Do we need to get those curtains? Yes. Yeah, we need to sort those out. Yeah.
Stab it with a fork. No.
On which note, listeners, thank you very much for listening to our random asides. You'll hear more from us very soon.
And thank you for buying into Torchwood. It's lovely.
Yes.
The feedback is so nice.
Thank you so, so much. I have a really big mortgage and I really appreciate it.
No,
really
genuinely, I would like to thank everybody because it was a challenge to put the two together and people have just loved it.